Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
None of the series are done yet. We might get a sweep, though. There are a couple opportunities for sweeps today of the four-game slate that we've got set, and both in the National League. Milwaukee up 2-0. Got the Dodgers up 2-0 on the Phillies. Then, of course, the Blue Jays still have a hold on their series against the Yankees, but it is now 2-1. Same situation with Seattle and Detroit. Seattle up 2-1. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network. Power Rankings Wednesday. We're going to do Power Rankings, top three Super Bowl bets coming up at the top of the hour. Joe O, Sammy P with you. Let's talk about today's card, Sam. Take us any direction. If you want to go chronological order, that's fine. Start with one league, wait on the other. What are you feeling?
Schlittler is going to be about a $2 favorite later tonight. And I just would never. I know he pitched awesome against the Red Sox, and he'll always have that moment. But you're telling me that this kid should be currently minus 185 at BetMGM. I see a 190 offshore. It's going to keep climbing. That Yankee money is going to keep rolling in today, and that's going to be a very popular moneyline parlay leg. I'm going to let that keep climbing, and eventually we'll bet Toronto tonight at hopefully plus 170 or higher. That's a crazy price. And the kid was awesome in that elimination game against the Red Sox. Absolutely awesome. But you're paying that tax, and the Yankees are at home, and it's a must win. Will not be me laying minus 190 or higher on the Yankees.
So they made it official that it's going to be Varland, right?
For maybe a couple innings. Yeah. I mean, he pitched last night, so you're going to get the bullpen guys, which is fine. It's more of a fade of Schlittler and of the price. And maybe I'm crazy, but now you got the Yankee fans, you know, pumping their chest and saying, oh, the Jays are on the ropes, got them right where they want them. I didn't like Toronto yesterday. In fact, we were looking at that series price thinking, okay, this is a bad sign. Mm-mm. The series price down 2-0 is only 4-1. That's telling you that the Yankees are probably going to win game three. And then, of course, they're bigger favorites tonight. Did you catch that series price now in New York? Plus 185. That's it. Down 2-1. So you got to win tonight. Yeah. And then win game five in Toronto, only plus 185. Okay, here we go. I'm taking him out tonight with Toronto.
I'm with you, man. At this price, like, I get, and he's been strong lately, understood. But this is way too much. And I got to tell you, like, a lot of times in recent years, a lot of times you look at the bullpen game, and the mentality has been chalk it up as a loss. That is not where we are in Major League Baseball in these playoffs. You're pretty close to that anyways. I think people overreact to that. These guys are going, in some situations, if there are any struggles, 2-3 innings. If they're really good, they're going 5-6 for the most part, outside of your aces, which you're getting maybe once, you know, every four games. So I agree with you. People are going to be turned off by it. We're going to see more and more Yankee money as the day goes on. Now, it is a small sample size. We're talking about 28 plate appearances, but Schlittler hasn't been great against the Blue Jays. Vlad is 4-for-5 against them. He had a bomb last night. He's hitting the ball well. They're hitting in those 28 plate appearances 4.35 against him, and he has a strikeout rate of only 14%. So four strikeouts, four walks. You don't want to go too far when it's a sample that is that small, but I'm getting a price like this, and I get that Blue Jays lineup. I'm fine with that. You called it yesterday. Like, everything was lining up the way, not so much the pitching matchup, just the numbers. Everything was pointing to the Yankees are going to win game three. But it doesn't mean they're going to win game four. All of a sudden, there's a lot of confidence on Schlittler. I think you're spot on. I think that is the play. The total is 8.5. We've got a pair of 8.5s. They're both in the American League. Seattle, Detroit. Miller against Mize. Seattle trying to end things tonight. Watching that game yesterday, I was like, Paul may have been right. When you didn't take game two, you didn't take that commanding 2-0 lead, it kind of felt like, oh, no. Oh, no. We're in trouble. I was holding out hope last night. Did not work. That was a Seattle domination. Gilbert was great. His splitter was phenomenal. They couldn't touch it. I'm just worried the Tigers go another game and they just don't score.
I really felt good going into that game because you saw all the Mariners prop love, I guess, line up. You know, yeah. Guys are betting all kinds of Mariners props. Robles to do a million things, Raleigh to homer, and then all the things basically happened aside from the stolen base. And look at how the markets bet this game. Overnight, Detroit opened $1.24, and now you see some books in Vegas minus 110, minus 108 at the Westgate. They're betting Seattle. So I don't really want to get involved again on the game. I thought Detroit was the right play yesterday, and that was certainly not the case. I guess we should poll the room here. Not the room, the room of all rooms, but our room on the show. We got two Tigers guys here. Are we white flagging it already? What's the pulse?
The pulse is a golf club to the face is the pulse on the Tigers right now. Look, I felt weirdly like, all right, maybe Casey Mize can do something tonight. I mean, honestly, minus 110 both ways is perfect. But Joe, right, like you said, it is so frustrating watching a team that is so completely inept at the plate. Like, it feels like watching, you know, last year, the Panthers on offense trying to move the ball down the field, and you're like, just get me, like, a touchdown. And it's like a helpless, pointless feeling. So no, I'd say the vibes are not great. Not great vibes. Jake,
as far as betting the game, I don't know what to do, man. Like, no. I don't have a strong feel. I hold out hope that Detroit can win, but I'm not sure. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, I think 110 is right. Like, I think this would go either way. Like, I'm a Bryce Miller guy, but he's been bad this year. I mean, he's shown flashes of the upside that he has, and he could certainly be great in this game, but he just hasn't been good this year. A couple of these Tigers guys, Torkelson, Green, have really good history against him. So I might just do some props, but I have no idea where this is going as far as the result of the game.
I will say this. Seattle doesn't want to go to game five. Get me to game five, and it's...
You're not beating Scooble twice.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, baby.
You win today.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Are we back? Are we back?
Not yet. Not
golf club to the face, but don't give us Scooble in game five.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about Mize in this. He's a fly ball pitcher going against the heart of that lineup. Like, it scares me, that part. But you're right. Don't let him take one. Don't let him win today, because then they're going to have all – they would love to go to Seattle. Love, love, love to go back to Seattle. Then it's scary. But it's just about winning today. You're right. You guys are right. It's lined perfectly. I don't see myself having a bet on the game. I'll just be rooting for Detroit.
What was the Rookie of the Year knockoff on Detroit? Not Little Big League.
Rookie of the Year knockoff?
Wasn't there one? In the 90s?
On the Tigers?
Yeah, let's channel that. Anyway, as you were, I'll look it up.
I think it was the Twins.
Cubs Brewers.
No?
There was that. Yeah.
Cubs Brewers. Speaking of Rookie of the Year, Cubs are a short favorite. Tyone against Priester. Cubs trying to win a game in the series. Total a little bit shorter than those AL games. It is 7. Sam, my first thought is I think we could see some scoring today in this one. We've seen so many home runs in this series as it is, and we've got a number of hitters on both sides. that have good history against the opposition. Rhys Hoskins, 3 homers and 13 at-bats against Taillon. Churia, 7 for 13, 3 extra base hits. There's some Cubs that have hit Priester as well. But do you have to have the Cubs score to hit the over? I don't know, because you haven't really needed it so far because the Brewers have been scoring so much.
I was a little surprised to see the total 6.5 in a lot of places this morning. You know, given how much offense we've seen, they're just daring you to come in and pop over. Not that over's a bad look or anything, but I assumed this total would be higher. We know that Priester made people a ton of money this year from start to finish. He was a very profitable pitcher. Last time we saw Taillon in this role, though, he was very, very good. So I'm not going to bet it. I lean under, kind of, but it's not a game that I'll get involved with. Like, I'll definitely bet the Jays. I'll be rooting for the boys on Detroit, and I have no interest in betting this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dodgers are sweeping tonight.
I think we all know that. You see they got bet, opened $1.60, now $1.80, a 20-cent move on the favorite against Aaron Nola on the road.
Yeah. Yamamoto. I'm sure backing him is part of it, but yeah. And I'm not going to – look, on the total, I could make a case for the under, but the problem is I don't want to go under in any Dodgers game. Like, I've just seen that story so many times. They could do – by themselves. So I have no interest in that. The Dodgers are going to win. Can we pair them with anything else? I mean,
Dodgers
could
Blue
go
Jays is 3-1.
Toronto. Yeah.
You pretty take good. The big favorite and the big dog and you put them in the middle. You make a little Blue Jay Dodger sandwich at 3-1.
I just don't have a strong opinion on the side on those other two games. Do you?
No, do not. Like yeah. I said, I'll be rooting for the Tigers, because this has turned into a Tiger show. I want Paul Spencer Torkelson World Series MVP bet to come through. So if anything, I'm about the team. The team, the team, the team.
Scooball. Let's do it.
Is it bad?
I think the NLCS is set after tonight.
Yeah. Is it bad if Mookie Betts hits 400 against you? Because that's what he does against Aaron Nola.
400 would not be good for the pitcher. Correct.
Yeah.
Did you say your guy Enrique Hernandez?
Yeah, 364. Yeah, Kike. Kike gonna
three
have
three homers
night.
And 11 at bats.
Down to 50-1, by the way.
For which guy?
Kike,
our guy.
Gonna use those CLV credits for Uber Eats. It's gonna be great. Can't wait.
Yes. Hey man, you have somebody in the World Series. You got a shot. Joe O, Sammy P, Power Rankings on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.